The Writer by Elena Lund. Narrated by Lily Ward. When Cecilia applied for a part-time position at the stable operation outside Strängnäs town, she had been expecting a small, traditional, and somewhat shabby stable. A riding school for grouchy teenagers and tired horses. She wasn't sure where the ad had been posted, and, up to now, the question hadn't even entered her head. It was her wary administrator at the job center that had placed it in front of her and ushered,
"You used to ride, didn't you?"
in his distinctly raspy voice, the result of many years of smoking. This, however, was not a shabby riding school operation for bored teenagers. This was a mansion. There were trees brought in from somewhere else and planted here for a specific purpose, far too green and thick foliage for this time of year. It was only early March. They radiated a glimmering green light all the way over to the main building. This is a stable depicted in the book Cecilia had as a child, if the term stable could actually be used to describe the collection of ivory, perfectly finished houses. This is not at all what she had imagined, which makes her feel nervous, a feeling she loathes. The house located at the end of the tree-lined drive is a three-story villa with a patio and double doors. The name Sternius was written in silver above the door. Behind the house, she can spot two large riding stables and the edge of a gigantic padlock. A rider is taking a horse for a gallop, and from afar, it is obvious to her that he is talented. Five or so people have gathered and are watching by the fence. Everything is surrounded by neat paths with white gravel and perfectly trimmed light green bushes. Apart from the rather eclectic crowd of female admirers, the yard is quiet and empty. She doesn't have time to process any more of this scene before a middle-aged woman steps out of the house, meticulously dressed, and her hair in a tight French plait.
"Cecilia," she says, before Cecilia has time to answer,
"you're late."
"4 minutes or so," she answers, and immediately regrets not even saying hello before she started bickering. The woman checks her wristwatch.
"Exactly 4 minutes, Cecilia. An impressive sense of time." Saying "I'm sorry, it won't happen again" really goes against the grain, but Cecilia says it with a smile because this job opportunity is all right, and she doesn't want to miss out just because they have a grand drive or bad manners. The woman nods. She introduces herself as Magdalena Sternius and shows Cecilia around, quickly and efficiently. Cecilia really didn't want to turn all ecstatic, but there is no way to avoid it. When they step into the first stable, the slightly smaller of the two, a near enough childlike elation makes her heart twinge. All of the horses are French.